There is rebellion in the wind.
A new world order. A new world order.
How can you have a house without a gun?
Guns are toys. They're for family protection, hunting dangerous or delicious animals, keeping the King of England out of your face.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. Is the problem.
Here's a hint for you geniuses out there.
For nothing if you don't have freedom.
It's all that cheese they eat. Seems like every other day somebody's rolling a 50-pound cheese wheel.
Put out all points bulletin. We'll set up roadblocks everywhere.
A new world order. A new world order. A new world order.
Attention.
A new world
order. Attention.
I'm not going to stand for this. I'm going to call the newspapers, the TV stations, the gas stations, everybody.
What kind of radio show is this?
Sit back down and shut your trap. It's time for that.
Radio.
And now for something completely different.
Hello, hello, hello. Okay, I got to turn it all the way up now. Hang on a second, guys. That's kind of weird. Why did my... How's the audio look? You don't have a meter on that one, do you? Let me turn this up. That'll be better for me. It is time for the Dutch Jones radio program, and I just got to make sure I didn't just blast everybody in the view broadcast window out. No, nope, there we go. That looks good. We are bi-transmitting today. I don't know if that makes us sinners. Yeah, we're bi-transmitting. We are on Ustream and Ubroadcast both. We're going to eat up a lot of bandwidth, but we're trying to end the discussion over which way is better for our listeners. Let me turn this down, and then I got to crank my mic a little bit. Hang on. Okay, that's a little better there. Hopefully it sounds good. Lou is monitoring both chat rooms. You tell him how the audio sounds. This is live. Is today the 29th already? The 29th of June, 2010? I don't know. It's like it was like November like a month ago is what it feels like. We are up here, you know, in a very nice climate, 40, 50 degrees. Now it's 107, 106. Yesterday it was 109, and it just drives me nuts. So we're sitting here in the cave transmitting live from the church at Cahuilla in Central California, bringing you the Christian militant worldview as we see it. I don't think you're going to hear this anywhere else on the web, or definitely not from any commercial radio station. We are retransmitted, rebroadcasted now all across the world. We have people picking up our signal and retransmitting it on delay, because a lot of our folks are in Europe that are listening now, and it's like 1 o'clock in France, right? Isn't that what we decided? 1 a.m.? And so those people listen during our nighttime and then send comments. Some of them listen now.
Smuggling this time of night.
Yeah, they're out gun smuggling and eating croissants. And then we've got people from the former Soviet bloc that are emailing us. And through Facebook. Facebook has been the key. When we switched from MySpace to Facebook, we got far more like-minded people. People that may only agree with 40%, but they know they're definitely not on the left side of the fence. And so I'm getting all kinds of stuff. Every day, 2 or 3 more listeners email me and say, hey, I just stumbled across you. So-and-so told me about it. I did a search, and I found you. So this is good. We're growing. You guys are doing the job that I asked you to do. Keep telling people about this show. We just got a $10 donation?
Yeah.
We don't know where it came from yet, because only Stacy knows those secret codes. But whoever it was that just donated $10 a little bit ago, thank you. That's going to go towards the station fund and the fuel fund. And that's what we're going to talk about here in the first hour of the Dutch Jones radio program. We're not going to be with Liberty Tree Radio today. For those of you that are new, the second hour, the 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific time, we usually, Mondays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays, we simulcast with what?
Ustream or just
okay, that's okay, fine. With Liberty Tree Radio, and those of you that go, hey, that sounds familiar, that's Mark Kornke's home station there. And from there, it goes out all over the place, too. So we're reaching far, but today it's just going to be us. It's going to be a cozy little Dutch Jones all day, 2 hours. Yeah, so tune in.
Fireside chat with Dutch Jones.
A fireside chat. We need a fire. Well, it feels like there's a fire going in here. I'm half naked with a fan on me, looking like I'm suffering from malaria. But other than that, you should be glad we don't have the video cam on. So we took that off. But I just got off the phone moments before we went to air with our contact for the Arizona operation. For those of you that don't know what that is, it's not going there to get our spleen removed. The situation in Arizona is critical. They're doing everything they can to survive, being neglected by the federal government, being abandoned by other states that are boycotting them, by citizens that are boycotting them, and they're standing in the gap. Their governor is being a modern day Daniel, a modern day let's see, who would be a good female? I'm trying to think of one from the Bible. Who's a good female in the Bible that see, this is what happens. I have all this great stuff. Huh, not Mary. No, I'm talking about who stood in the gap when she went to the king and said, Esther. She's being a modern day Esther. She's standing up for people, even though the king Obongo wants her head if she walks in unannounced. And we've got to support that. It's a regional and national issue, but we're going. So July 9th, 10th, and 11th. To an unknown location in the Arizona desert. If you want to be involved in that, email me at dutchjonesshow@yahoo.com, and I will forward you the contact information. But if you want to write it down right now, I'll give you an email. And it's, get ready, you got your crayon? You got something to carve it into the desk there? I'm going to write it on your arm with a Sharpie there at work while you're listening. It's coalition_of_patriots. 1776 at hotmail.com. So you get that? So there's underscores in there. You got to leave those underscores in. In fact, let me find it here again to make sure I got it right. It's coalition_of_patriots 1776 at hotmail.com. And the person there is T. Payne. As in Thomas Paine, P-A-Y-N-E. And coalition, just for those of you in Loma Linda, as Rush says. It's one of the few things I like that he does. He always makes fun of Loma Linda. Actually, Loma Linda's full of Seventh-day Adventists. It's got a great teaching medical college there. It's C-O-A-L-I-T-I-O-N. So coalition of patriots, with the underscores between coalition and of and patriots. But just email me, dutchjonesshow@yahoo.com. Spell Jones, J-O-E-N-S. I will give you a letter of introduction.
619-300-688.
Oh, where'd you get? Is he in there?
Yeah.
Okay. The phone number is area code. Get ready with your crayons. 619-300-6883. So that's 619-300-6883. I don't know if I have your mic up high enough so they could hear it. 6883. Give him a call. Tell him how many in your party, and he will get you the information. Now, we just got a list here of some of the things that you need to bring. I'm not going to go into the whole letter because, you know, you can get that yourself when you contact him. But in general, as a teachable moment, desert operations are critical if we're going to win this second war of federal aggression. Right now we're facing an outside invader, but don't think for a minute that all these illegal Mexicans, drug runners, slave runners are not really working for the New World Order. They may not even know who their masters are, but they're putting pressure on our economy, killing our people, because they are doing the bidding of the New World Order and the Zionists and the rest of those evil folks that, if we do nothing, will destroy the entire world, not just America. I had a guy, and a little bit off the subject, I had a guy yesterday, he said, I like listening to your show, but it's all about saving America. What about Europe? I said, I'll tell you what. We save America. We get this boot off of our neck. We deal with Israel. We deal with all these other problems in the world. Maybe we'll help you. You know, we'll send some trainers over and stuff like that. But right now, every nation is on their own when it comes to sovereignty and liberty. We've got to deal with our neck of the woods. But I'm going to go through a list here of things that were suggested in the email that I just got from the folks doing the operation in Arizona. Now, what you got to realize is that the operating temperatures during the day could be in the teens, 100 and teens, and at night they'll probably drop to barely comfortable for you to sleep in. If it's anything like the high desert in California or where I've been on operations, but don't forget to bring a jacket. I've seen weird stuff happen, not necessarily in July, but June, April, where it's 100 degrees during the day, and then it drops down to like 40 at night. And that doesn't sound like very bad, 40, but when you're sitting on the ground and you're in an OPLP, Observation Post Listening Post, for those of you in Lemon Cove, it'll suck the energy right out of you. The body heat will go. So don't forget to bring a coat. It's just one added thing. You know, you're already going to be bringing a few things. Bring as much water as you can carry on your person, using either camelbacks, canteens, whatever that you can tactically put in your gear. For me, something like that, I'm talking 5 or 6 canteens in a rucksack. You know, and then an aquaback or a camelback, a waterback. Gatorades and mineral replenishers, if that's part of your training doctrine and you believe in that. For me, it's just plain water. I'm just going to eat bananas and oranges and drink water, is what I recommend. Sunscreen, hat, and glasses. What was it? Slip on a shirt, cover your arms, and then, man, I got to turn this up. There we go. Slop on some sunscreen and slap on a hat. So, and glasses. You need sunglasses. Your eyes will toast out there.
Especially if you stare at the sun.
Especially if you stare at the sun like Lou is prone to do from time to time. Where's Lou? We go outside and he's just staring at the sun. I don't know why, but he does it. And it's painful to watch. We just hit him with a stick and he stops.
It's good for my eyes.
It's not good for your eyes, Lou.
Yes, it is.
So sunglasses, bring 2 pairs of sunglasses because guess what? You will lose them or your buddy will lose his. So if everybody has 2 pairs, I'm talking just go down to the dollar store. But good glasses do cost some money. Stuff that's going to block the UV. Those cheap sunglasses won't do it. But if you have to throw a pair to somebody, bring a pair of cheap sunglasses, like our buddies at ZZ Top always say. Cheap sunglasses. Lou doesn't even know the song. I like the third item on the list, firearms and ammunition. And I would suggest you bring the correct ammunition for the correct weapon. I cannot tell you. It's happened more than once, less than a dozen times, that I've been on the desert and somebody's showing up for a border operation, like with Camp Minutemen. They're like, oh, I brought the 223, but I grabbed 222. I've actually seen that happen. I've actually seen people go, well, I just bought my 223, and I thought 222 Swift ammo would work. So make sure, if you don't know your firearm, find out. Actually, if you're that unfamiliar with your firearm, don't bring a firearm. Just bring a stick. We'll give you something to do. So your firearms, just to give you an idea of what we're doing, because of the draconian laws and the thugs on the highways here that call themselves California Highway Patrol, they'll pull you over and they'll steal your guns. Period, end of story. I don't care if it's legal. I don't care if it's a musket. They're going to take them. So what we're going to do is we're going to bring what we call our coupon guns.
Coupon
guns. These are guns that will get the job done, but are not your high cap, beautiful assault weapon type guns, even though if they're pre-registered and all legal. We're not going to risk losing those. So I'm, for one, I'm bringing a bolt gun. We're going to be bringing the Mosin Nagant sitters. We're going to zero them at about 300 yards, scope them, and bring them out. And that's what we're going to do. And, you know, I'm going to bring about 220 rounds of long rifle ammo for the Nagant. And then I'm going to bring about 50 rounds and 3 mags for my sidearm, my .45. So firearms and ammunition, zero them before you go down there. I don't know if they're going to have a place to do it, but you don't want to draw attention to yourself. You don't go into the operation with an unsighted weapon. If you can't get to a range or something, I don't know. But your weapon should be sighted in on a regular basis anyway, especially if it's being moved around, bumped around, and traveled. Our drive is going to be between 10 and 13 hours, depending on which trip planner we're looking at.
And how fast,
because we don't want to draw attention. We're not going to be going 90 miles an hour. Trust me, I've been on car trips with Patriots, and I know what happens when they keep pulling you over. It really slows you down. So don't swerve, don't speed. But make sure your weapon's good. Bring a cleaning kit. Bring anything that you could imagine that if you were far from home, you'd want to have to maintain and service that weapon. Take it out, zero it, run a few patches through the bore, and then you'll be fine. Make sure all your scope nuts are tight on the weapon if you're using a glass. Just take care of it. Put it in a good case. You're going to be traveling with it. This isn't just going across town, especially those of you coming from Michigan or Ohio or the East Coast. Next thing is FRS radios, 2-meter and/or CB radios. Now, we have 2-meter radios. I have 2 of them. We'll have to figure out what their repeaters and stuff are down there, so know how to operate it. If you're like me and you're terrible with the 2-meter radios, bring the manual so you can program in the proper tones and the proper frequencies, you know, an offset.
Pete asked if I was coming.
Yeah, you probably are, Lou. Lou's probably coming. Right now, there's a parental unit that wants to come, and I'm going to try and dissuade her. But she's not here, so I can say that. I just think it'd be miserable for some people that have got no training at all. Binocular scopes, night visions, spotting scopes, anything that you can use to help reach out and see. Don't just depend upon the scope on your rifle. Have something else. You don't want to be standing up there sweeping the terrain with your rifle. You may be putting some of your own guys, you know, a little off, going, hey, why is that guy pointing his rifle at me? Because we don't know where the patrols are going to be and stuff. So don't just depend upon the scope on your rifle. Have some binoculars. I don't usually use anything less than 12 power, and even that's not enough for the deserts, especially in Arizona. You can a long way, and there's people think of a desert as having nothing on it. It's just like something in a Bob Hope, Bing Crosby film. No, there's rocks, there's terrain features, and looking at them with your naked eye, you're not going to be able to figure stuff out. You know, is that a cactus or is that a guy curled up? Is that a rock shaped like Mr. Peanut or is that really Mr. Peanut? That's from Campo. We have a rock named Mr. Peanut that's off towards one of the drug houses. It's a couple hundred yards out, and as you look at it, you're like, and your eye plays tricks. It looks like a guy looking back at you, but you get out the glass, you look at it with like a 20 power scope or something, and you see, oh, it's Mr. Peanut the rock again. So bring something to reach out there. An infrared lamp. Those illuminators work really well, especially the big spotlights, if other people in your group are going to have night vision, but infrared lamp if you have it. Now, none of these items are mandatory, by the way. These are suggested. But if you're operating in any climate, a lot of these things are what you're going to need. Some type of lawn chair. That's something we don't have. Our lawn chairs, UV just destroyed them, and they're just nasty. So we might want to...
Some people are asking you stuff in your broadcast.
What are they asking me? Tell me what they're asking.
Someone said, I hope you have some night vision.
Well, we'll get to that. Night vision's always good. Night vision is key for night operations. I don't like to depend upon it too much. Listening. That's why it's called an LPOP, a listening post at night. Murphy's Law, you know, that the night vision's not going to save you. And unless you've got real high-end night vision, it's stuff that they're usually within the range that you can hear them. But, yeah, it's an added thing. But do not depend upon night vision. Depend upon your hearing and just having a command of the area and the animals, everything around there. Now, the moon's going to be dark on this three-day event, I think is what I understood from reading it. If I'm wrong, Pete can tell people in the chat room. But... night vision will come later. We're talking about that. Lawn chairs, it's a good question. I don't mind them doing it out of order, so I won't smack Lou for asking it. And if there's any questions in either chat room, let me know, Lou, because I can't look at them.
Said if you're coming down and want the gas, and if you're done, can you bring my SWR meters?
Yeah. Minuteman wants his SWR meters. We're probably going to be using them this week. We're getting our new amplifier in, and the technician's going to come up and use them to adjust the antenna and cut the coax. So, yes, I will bring you your SWR meters for a fee. I'm just kidding. Let's see. Folding collapsible chairs or lawn chairs. Something to insulate you between you and the ground is always good. You don't necessarily need a big high-profile fold-up recliner like I've seen some people have. A sleeping bag. We're just going to bring these little patrol bags that are really light, and so those will be good. MREs, canned food, beef jerky, etc. Don't bring sweets. I've been on these ops, and guys will bring sweets, and they get jittery. It's like they sit there and they just keep eating candy, and there's like their handshake. You want protein, you want stuff like that. Canned fruit. You want sweets, get it naturally. I know they say canned fruits have got all this, you know, stuff put in them. But nothing tastes better if you have a way to chill it than a can of mixed fruit out of the cooler, you know, sitting there with your little plastic spoon and it's 110 out, you're underneath your poncho liner, you know, in your hidden position. Canned fruit is a great thing. Go to the store and get a bunch of them. What?
Rocky Hill says he'll bring his megaphone.
Megaphone. It might be a different kind of op, Rocky Hill. We have used megaphones before where we would scare them, and that's a good point. We would stand up, and because sometimes you want to funnel them into another area. So by making noise, high profile, we had a recording of a rabbit. It's a coyote call. It's a rabbit with a broken leg. And any of you that have ever heard a rabbit squeal, we'd play that through a megaphone and have bright lights going, and we'd play disco music, and it would cause them to move farther west and concentrate them where the border patrol were.
We can yell La Migra.
La Migra.
And watch them.
Yeah. They don't normally do that. They know there's no La Migra in there anymore. So the food that you bring, beef jerky is a good thing. You can just chew on that all day. It's funny. I don't know for me, in the heat, I don't get hungry, and I'm a fat fella. In the heat, I just don't get very hungry, so I bring little things. I bring, you know, things that I can nibble on, and just get you through the day. You don't see me whipping open a can of chili and grating cheese when I'm on the border. It's like I'm in my element. I'd probably be in much better shape if I did this every day. MREs are good. Just whatever you pack in, pack out, leave nothing behind. And it's not just about being good to the environment. It's don't give them any intel. They're trained. The enemy has Zeta soldiers in there, Zetas, however you want to say it. They're Mexican Rangers that have switched over, and they'll read what you leave. They will read how much human waste you leave behind and figure out how big your element is. This is some serious stuff here. This isn't kids' play. This isn't when the Minuteman Project says, oh, just come on down, grab a chair, sit up on a hill and a cell phone. This is different. They're engaging the enemy. That's how they see us. They're shooting at him around. I'm roly-poly. They're shooting at federal officers on our side. They're killing civilians. So I don't want you going down there thinking this is going to be some kind of game. If you're a listener to the show and you've been listening for a while, you know we take everything very seriously here. Very seriously. We may go down there and see nothing. They may just stay out of our area. I don't know. We won't know the intel till we get there, and that's the way it should be for operational security reasons. But this isn't going to be high-profile stuff, I don't think. Glow sticks are good to have. You can get those little thin ones, the little tiny thin ones, so you can use them to help you read a map. You lay them on a map, you can read what's around the map at night, and nobody else sees them under your poncho. We've used chem lights on vehicles for perimeter security. I've even got somewhere around here, and I got to find it. It's like a tripwire where you put a glow stick in it, and it breaks it, and it goes off, so you can have the line running wherever you want it to, and then it breaks it, so you can see it on your side of something, and the enemy doesn't even know he's tripped a signaling device. It's like better than a flare. Pocket knife, get a good utility pocket knife. I mean, that should be in any survival gear. A compass,
Bring body armor if you have it.
Yeah, if you have body armor, who said that?
Minuteman.
Yeah. I'm bringing my bullet-resistive underwear. You know, that's about all I got. You know, it's not a flak vest. And it's miserable in the heat, but why not? If anything, you can sit on it, use it to insulate. Compass. Now, you're not going to be navigating by compass, but what happens if you get lost? You know, and also if you're giving orders, if you're reporting back to the Tactical Operations Center, it'd be nice to be able to tell them in what direction to travel the column of enemy was going in reference to your position, you know, that kind of stuff. So having a compass is key. You won't necessarily use it for navigation, but you may use it for reporting. Let's see, personal first aid kits. Everybody should have a minimum of one first aid kit for themselves. You should have one for your whole group. I'm going to make sure everybody has snake bite kits in their pocket and how to use them. We'll probably train everybody before they go down on how to use them. In fact, you know what? This Sunday might be a good day for some of you know to brief on this stuff. Sunday after church, we could go over these things. So have that. Personal hygiene items. To me, personal hygiene is deodorant, toothpaste, toothbrush, wet wipes, all the wet wipes you can carry. You can use them as toilet paper, a shovel to bury your waste. Anything that you need to keep you from being a aromatic burden to your buddy in the foxhole.
You could use a mouse trap.
Who's that?
Minuteman.
Yeah.
Jameson.
Yeah, moss traps are fun. I've got moss traps all over the place. Let's see. Some type of tent. We're going to probably just bring one of our one or two person tents. We'll probably be sleeping in shifts. I don't know exactly how the operation's going to go, but if it's anything like the ones I've been on, you sleep in shifts. So you don't need this gigantic tent, you know, set up within a security perimeter if you're going to be sleeping in shifts. You know, and to be honest with you, a 72-hour operation, I usually end up just sleeping a couple hours anyway for them. Your adrenaline's going. You're excited about being part of the solution. But bring a tent if you have it, you know, at least to keep your gear in and out of the elements. Pepper spray, you want to have levels of force. You don't want to and I'm going to kind of go off on a tangent here. If you're carrying pepper spray and you use that first, it shows that you're a compassionate American. I didn't want to have to shoot him, but he kept coming at me. I told him, verbally, leave me alone. He kept coming, so I pepper sprayed him. He kept coming, so I had to shoot him to stop his aggressive activity.
Spray him.
Well, no, you shoot him later. After you spray him once and they still keep coming, you're not even listening.
Yeah.
Spraying with pepper spray is like, you know, if you were to go through your levels, it would be like level 2. Level 1 would be verbal. Leave me alone, go away. You don't want a part of this. I don't want a problem. They keep coming, you pepper spray them. They keep coming, then you use deadly force. Works great in court. I've never had to defend myself in those situations, but I've had enough concealed weapons permit classes and enough training through PI work and stuff where they just make sure you follow all these steps. A jury likes it if you've mitigated the problem with a lower level of force first. You know, so you don't just whip out a stick and start beating them in the head. You try other things first. So that's good. Pepper spray. A machete. I don't like to go anywhere without a machete in the wilderness. Even if I don't have to use it, it just looks cool sticking out above your pack. You know, a machete handle right there. A machete would be used in building what? Your observation post. Creating some type of camouflage to cover your position if you have a hasty position or something. Plus, God forbid it, you may have to use it to whittle your way out of a fight. So have a machete. Flares and flare guns. Those of you who probably, why would I need a flare gun? Well, if you're lost. It's also a great way to start a fire if it rains, which it's not going to do. Walmart used to have for like $30 these flare guns. They're like orange-looking giant derringers. It took a 12-gauge flare. They're made out of plastic, and no, you can't fire a 12-gauge out of them. It'll blow apart in your hand. But you get like three rounds with them, three flare rounds. I don't think they sell them in California anymore. The only place I've seen them has been Arizona when I've passed through, so a flare gun would be good. Now, this one, it's you know, last on the list, but it's something that you've got to listen intently to. It's the type of clothing you should bring. Do not show up in shower shoes, BDU shorts, and a wife beater t-shirt, and one of those little visor hats that the rich guys wear when they go to play tennis, or the gamblers wear when they're, you know, want to hide their eyes. You know what I'm talking about? Like, I don't know, I guess they're just called visor caps. Loose, baggy clothing. Lightweight. Don't bring like your jogging suit or something like that because you want to look like a Palestinian militia guy. Bring stuff that is appropriate to the desert. We've got a problem up here with that because we have mostly woodland camouflage, but we also have tan pants and tan shirts. I would much rather look like Ranger Bob on the Jungle Ride at Disneyland than stick out, you know, wearing green camouflage. So be thinking about what you're going to be bringing down. We're going to talk about it after the break more, and we'll let this song go by, and then we'll play a little commercial, and we'll be back right after this on the Dutch Jones radio program.
Who don't mind overcrowding this nation with a swarm of foreign immigrants? Who don't care about the population? Who don't care if it's about...
It is time to organize. It's a time of war, and it's time to revolt, and it's your time to show we are a people of a struggle hasta San Diego.
We got crime overtaking our cities. We got gangs taking over our streets. We keep handing out more and more welfare, though it never seems to meet their needs. What kind of culture are we cultivating? One where you never have to pull any weeds. If we don't stop immigration, this great nation's gonna fall. Let's get a grip on immigration in the
United States.
You have to force that with all
us.
You're taking away from us. Too many whites came. We couldn't stop you. Too many blue eyes.
We are rapidly becoming another third world fascist state. Let's get a grip on immigration in these great United States. How can we ever come to any solution?
They're going to take over all the political institutions of California. In 5 years, the Hispanics are going to be the majority population of the state.
He also made the statement that California is going to become a Hispanic state, and if anyone doesn't like it, they should leave. Did you say that?
I did. They ought to go back to Europe.
Now you know it's not too late. Let's get a grip on immigration in these great United States. It's high time that we limit their numbers. It's high time we start closing that gate. And quit trying to fan the flame that I'm a racist. And quit trying to fabricate that I hate. And get a grip on
numbers. It's high time that we close up that gate. Can't you see how we are rapidly becoming another third-world fascist police state? Let's get a grip on immigration in these great United States. And quit trying to fan the flame that I'm a racist. And quit trying to fabricate that I hate. And get a grip on the immigration in these great United States.
Antifa! Camilla!
I've got a lot of friends that are very terrible people.
Thank you for listening to the Dutch Jones Radio Program. And if you get nothing else from our show, there should be two things that you learn. One is, you need to work together with other like-minded people. And number two, you need the basic equipment to keep from becoming a refugee. So whether you're looking for a water filter, tactical gear, surplus gear, or just want to look into some new survival equipment, you need to check out djstore.tk. That's djstore.tk. We carry surplus, and we carry new lines from MilSpec and Voodoo Tactical. And if you don't see it on our website, please send us a message and we'll find it for you. So if you're going to need the gear anyway, why not buy it from us? You'll get it for cheaper than you will from the source, and it'll help out the ministry here at the Dutch Jones Radio Program. So whether you're new or been in this for a while, check out djstore.tk. That's djstore.tk.
Without a gun.
Guns are toys. They're for family protection, hunting dangerous or delicious animals, keeping the King of England out of your face.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. Is the problem.
Here's a hint for you geniuses out there.
It's all for nothing if you don't have freedom.
It's all that cheese they eat. Seems like every other day somebody's rolling a 50-pound cheese wheel.
Put out an all-point bulletin. We'll set up roadblocks everywhere.
A new world order. A new world order. A new
attention.
World order. A new world order.
Attention. The government is an emergency. Repeat. An emergency.
I'm not going to stand for this. I'm going to call the newspapers, the TV stations, the gas stations, everybody.
What kind of radio show is this?
Sit back down and shut your trap. It's time for
Dutch Jones. Jones.
Radio program.
And now for something completely different.
Yes, we are back. What? Did you just... You sure you didn't just...
Yes.
It smells like you just...
No, I didn't.
Did you do it earlier? This room smells bad all of a sudden. This is the Dutch Jones Radio Program coming to you live from Central California. The little hamlet of Kauai from the grounds of the church at Kauai. We are a militant Christian group. That's right. You don't like that? Too bad. You want to run around with your modern Christian dogma where you just sit on your hands and let your daughter get raped by illegal aliens? And don't listen to the show. Stop sending me hate mail. I don't really read it. I can tell by your titles that you're morons when, you know, in the subject line, it usually says something like, you racist, blah, 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 and I don't even read them. I just forward them to the White House usually. I just forward them to whitehouse.gov, you know. head monkey in charge at whitehouse.gov. That's where I send it.
Fly at whitehouse.gov.
Yeah, yeah. So you're back. I'm back. We're all here together. It's the Modern Day Campfire, the digital fireside chat of the internet. I am Dutch Jones. I am the Dutch Jones currently in a long line of Dutch Joneses. No, I'm the first one, but hopefully there will be more, so someone will take my place one day if they ever capture me and throw me behind the wire, or I
Dutch Jones
slip in the shower and hit my head. There will be another Dutch Jones to take my place. And we here like to share with you our militant Christian views. Are ultra patriot. You know, patriot doesn't cut anymore because you get all the Tea Party people running around. We're patriots. As long as my pocketbook hurts, I'm gonna be active. I'm a patriot. Oh, you know, not that everybody's like that, but that seems to be what I'm getting. We're ultra patriots. We're patriots in the true vein of the founding fathers, of the Christian pastors and their congregations that joined the militias that fought in the first revolution. Now we're in like the third or fourth. I mean, I don't even know. But this is the second war of federal aggression, and we're trying to make a stand in Arizona. And we're playing a small part in it. I mean, this is being put on by a group of people called the Coalition of Patriots 1776. And a call went out from Arizona. The Arizona militia said, hey, we're here. We need your help. We're plugging a hole in a dam that will flood all of America. And it's about time that the rest of the militias and the rest of the states show up, put their money where their mouth is. A couple things during the break. Someone asked if we had notified and received the blessing of or let whatever public magistrates in the area know. I don't know. I never did that when we were with the Minuteman Project, and I never did that when I was with the Campo Minuteman. I never did that when I was an independent Minuteman. All I know is that the Arizona militia requested us, and that's enough for me, militia to militia. That's all I need. A call out, help protect our homes and our land from an invasion that the federal government is ignoring. Another thing, whenever I do hygiene elements, I always forget that there are female patriots and female minute. Do I call them Minutemen?
Minute person.
No, I'm not going to do that. They're ladies who answer the call. I always forget a little bit about the feminine side of hygiene. And El Doctor, who is the official medical advisor for the Dutch Jones radio program, I'm always calling him and saying, does this look infected to you? He's like, I don't know. You're on the phone. So he called up during the break to remind me to not forget the ladies. And under stressful situations like heat, marathons, I've worked a few Ironman competitions as an EMT, and what he had to say was right. Women will spontaneously begin their menstruation cycle under stress like that. So ladies that are coming down, if you're within that, if you still function that way, make sure you bring some sanitary napkins, those types of things, because it could turn a righteous call to order into just a miserable situation. And I was watching, I have to make light of it, I'm sorry, I'm a schoolboy at heart. We were watching Ron Burgundy, and we know that if you bring women into battle, it can attract bears because of the menstruation, so be careful. I don't know how many bears they have in Arizona, but I love that in the Ron Burgundy movie.
See, look, now we're going to have bears.
Now we're going to have bears. It's putting everybody at risk. No, but ladies, we cannot forget about you. Make sure you bring down whatever hygiene items you may need any other time of the month, because you may be surprised. Your body may go, hey, wait a minute, I'm under stress, watch this. Okay, we're going to go back to talking about clothing, unless there was any other comments. People said bring bow and arrows. I don't know. I'm not going to bring mine.
Bring your nukes.
Yeah, I'm not going to totally load. I'm not going to go as Rambo. I know what I can do and what I can't do, and I'm not a Rambo anymore. Not that I ever was. But I'm going to be sitting in a hole somewhere with my poncho liner over me, just radio in one hand, binoculars in the other, and rifle at my side. And whatever happens, happens. So I don't see a need for me needing to take out a sentry, within 80 yards with a broadhead tip of a bow. But
you can't even pull it back.
Yeah, I can't even. But if I pull it back, my left shoulder starts to buckle. So I'm just a mess.
Have to pull it back.
Yeah, I'll have to get somebody to pull it back and hand it to me, kind of like the royalty when they did archery here. Well, they do it for them and hand it to them. We were talking about the final item on the list of recommendations about how to dress. And we said, don't dress like you're going to the mall. Don't dress like you're going to be sitting by the pool. Oh, it's going to be hot. I'm going to be great. Cover up. You want long sleeve shirts, long sleeve pants, lightweight. Nobody makes 100% cotton stuff anymore that I know of. I'm going to, like I said, I'm going to dress like a tour guide at San Diego Wild Animal Park. I'm going to have long tan pants, tan shirt with a white t-shirt underneath or a brown t-shirt.
Talk with an accent.
I'm going to talk with an outrageous Australian accent. No, I'm not going to do that. I'll be wearing
another shrimp on the bobby.
A boonie cap, you know, that kind of stuff. I'm going to try and stay covered. I'm going to slather on the sunscreen. They'll probably be able to smell me. If you can, get unscented sunscreen. I'm telling you, these guys are good. These coyotes and these invaders, they'll be able to smell you. They'll go, hey, I smell a tourist. Because believe me, it's bizarre. You can smell coconut, whatever the things that, you know, people put in those sunscreens. I learned that in Central America. So get unscented sunscreen if you can. I mean, if you don't have it, don't worry about it. But just be a little more alert for a person who, you know, an enemy that knows his odors. Sunglasses we talked about. You want socks. You want to make sure that you want non-reflective. Clothing is recommended for night stuff, so like, you know, black camis or desert camo at night, earth tones, browns, those types of things if you don't have camo. We don't want to put you out just because you don't have camo yet, but be thinking about what you would wear to hunt if you weren't. Don't wear blaze orange. I said that one time, and this guy showed up at the border in a blaze orange jumpsuit with, you know, the hunting camouflage like in some states.
Did he have a unitard on?
Yeah, it looked like a unitard in orange, you know, but don't wear blaze orange. Just use your noggin in this one, man. Be smart. You might want to bring some face paint, camouflage paint. A human face can be spotted by a trained observer from way far off, especially if you're sweaty and shiny like I'm probably going to be. I'm going to be wearing a baklava. You know what I'm talking about? I got a lightweight desert one. It breathes.
Ninja hat.
Yeah, it's my ninja hat. My ninja hood, but it's camouflage.
Oh, you'd be using
it. It's set for, you know, like a time of year when everything's dying.
Use your shirt as one.
Yeah, just wear your t-shirt on your head. Make sure you bring a t-shirt. Make sure you wear socks. Have leather boots. An extra set of everything. You don't know what's going to happen. I've slid down a rock face one time when I was hunting, just hunting, and I tore my pants completely off my body and just tore up my flesh, and I had to hike back like 2 miles with, you know, basically no pants on. I had another time we went duck hunting. We were out on a blind, and I had this weird buddy. God rest his soul. He passed away from flesh-eating bacteria. But Nicholas, Nick Izzy was his name. I wish he was alive today. He'd be you may not believe it when I tell the story, but he'd be a value now to us. We were out duck hunting on the Salton Sea, and he had his waders on, and he got sucked into this just almost quicksand stuff, just below the water. Well, I had to row over there in an inflatable raft and pull him out. Well, he wasn't wearing pants under his waders. His waders got sucked in. We lost him. So we had to walk the 2.5 miles by like 4 or 5 dozen other hunters in blinds with him in his underwear with no shoes for one, which was really bad because his boots got sucked in the waders too. He could have died. Actually, people have died there when this has happened. But he didn't have it. I go, well, put your other pair of pants on that's in your backpack. I didn't bring another pair of pants. So, well, where are the pants that you were wearing when we drove down here? He goes, oh, I left them in the vehicle when I put these on. You know, I didn't watch him get dressed in his waders. I mean, what kind of weirdo does that? But have an extra pair of clothing. I mean, it's going to be, you know, at least a 24-hour amount of time in the field.
Scorpion repellent?
Huh? Scorpion repellent? I am not aware of scorpion repellent.
Orland said that.
Yeah, I don't know about scorpion repellent. Just keep your eyes out. But that's funny. I don't know. Maybe we should make one. Let's see. Another paragraph in the operational info that I got. The drug cartels have been known to shoot at Border Patrol and Minutemen. These cartels used ambush-style tactics to kill authorities attempting to track them. Teams on patrol, or LPs, will need to keep radio contact. The training and determination of our coalition will stop the drug smuggling and human trafficking in this area. Our commitment to our nation is just. We all know no good does not always defeat evil in this world. However, all that is necessary for the triumph of evil is that good men do nothing. That's Edmund Burke. Now, the people that are down there, don't think you're going to be going down there and just stuck on a hill somewhere and told, here, stop them, and then somebody's going to walk away. We're not going to operate like the U.S. Army or the Marine Corps. We're not just going to throw somebody out there. The people that are running this know what they're doing. They're going to have locals that are going to be guiding you, help setting you up, advising you, and they'll probably be on your team there. I like this Thomas Paine quote. If there must be trouble, let it be in my day that my child may have peace. Thomas Paine. I like that. Now, everybody that's going down there needs to contact them. I've given out the information a couple of times. Luz, it's been in the chat rooms, but if you want to get it again, contact me at DutchJones show@yahoo.com. But remember this email address, coalition_of, what?
Rocky Hill says he hears nothing.
Rocky Hill says he hears nothing. Yeah, it looks like it's locked up. Let me try it again here. Let me save this. Hang on. We're doing some work here. Okay, and it looks like my computer locked up. Which one's Rocky Hill in? Why is Rocky Hill in you broadcast? Did the other one stop too?
No.
Okay. Okay, let me just do this real quick. We are trying again. And starting again. Let's see. Tell them they have to switch over to the other one. This one collapsed. The test has failed. It is locked up and it won't go anywhere. So you folks on Ustream, Lou, look at Ustream, make sure it's still going.
Yeah, it is.
See, Ustream's working. Your broadcast just crashed. Man. It's not letting me even reset your broadcast. Let me close it. Let me do this. Yeah, typical. But I was able to save what we had said so far. It let me save it, actually.
You're going to try again on
your... Yeah, I'm going to try again to broadcast. We're doing that. But let me give that out while we're waiting. coalition_of_patriots1776@hotmail.com. Contact them over there. Tell them how many people are in your party, and give them a contact person, and they'll start sending you the information. Now, don't expect a whole lot of information. People are telling me, well, we need to know this. Where are we going to be? What are the GPS coordinates? What is... The point of this operation is to not let them know where we're going to be. You know, in a real-world situation, do you call the enemy up and say, hey, we're putting in a long-range reconnaissance patrol in your area? We just wanted to let you know.
You better watch out.
Look at this. It's still locked up. Yeah, see, it won't let me do it. So the folks over there have to switch if they want to get in. It's locking up again. That's really weird. Well, I guess now we know, huh? Ustream is better. Ustream is working great, and the people can hear. So hopefully people will jump over. Olima, hopefully... Where's Olima?
She's in.
She's on the good one. I just tried to get you broadcast back up, and it keeps saying that the audio is locked. Let me unplug the feed. Try it again. Trying again. I'm going to give it one more try on you broadcast. I actually, and that's good that we can talk about this. We're kind of winding down on the other thing. I contacted you broadcast. He said, oh, we're not getting any complaints. So I put up the email address. It's like for you broadcast. You guys really got to reach out to them and let them see. It's like locked up. This is a computer issue. My computer over here, it's not letting them hear it. So are they going over there or not? Everybody's still in you broadcast.
It says there's 11 viewers.
Seven.
Four, yes.
Oh, still going on the other one? Up on Ustream? Let's see. Let me try it again. I'm going to try broadcasting. Nope. It's locked up. It's like something terrible's happened over here. But we're still going good. We're still going good on the Ustream. We're going to keep going. We have Olima recording it, so that's all that matters to me. The archive will be there. People can listen to the rest of the show on the archive by going to dutchjones.tk and going where it says past shows, thanks to Olima. She does that pretty quick, and we're really thankful for that. So I'm going to try and open... I think it's a Mozilla Firefox issue with you broadcast on this side. And maybe that's the problem. Maybe it's not you broadcast at all. So are you posting the link in there for him to get to it?
It's down at the bottom. You just got to hit play.
Yeah. No. I'm talking about if they went to you broadcast and they're not on dutchjones.tk. You got to put the whatever the to just get right into it. See, Firefox won't even open for me. And it says that I'm not even on the internet anymore. Yeah, so it's this computer. I get viruses. We'll give it here a couple minutes. Oh, that's another thing I'm looking for. While I'm down there on the border, I don't think we're going to have Wi-Fi. I don't think there's going to be a hotel room that I can run to. So I'm going to need somebody to host the show for at least Friday, maybe Thursday and Friday, because we may be getting our gear together and meeting at a rally point down the hill. I mean, I'm not going to make Rocky drive 80 miles out of his way to get me. So what we need is someone to step forward. If you would like to host the show, all I got to do is give you the username and a temporary password, and you can do it from your place. You don't need the music. All you need is a headset and a microphone. You can even use the microphone on your on your laptop or your video camera on your laptop. We don't do video up here very often because it eats up too much bandwidth. If I knew of a, you know, if we had better bandwidth, if we had a DSL, we would do it. Right now we're just running off of a satellite somewhere that's hokey. But I need somebody to step up and take the show on for maybe Thursday and Friday. Hopefully not Monday. Hopefully we'll be back, but if we're not, that would be good too. And I need more people just pitching in. I was talking to Ed Kornke over at Liberty Tree Radio, and he wants us to get more shows generated. And if that means somebody from this audience wants to do a 15-minute show on Ustream, and then Ed Kornke will link to it. They want more patriots putting more information out now, and don't be discouraged and say, well, I've never done that before.
They're staying the whole time in the operation area or moving to a Motel 6 during daytime.
Who said that?
Rocky Hill.
Rocky Hill said that?
Yeah.
Why did he say that? I don't know Rocky Hill. We won't know until we get there. We will stay in the operational area. You have an email. Oh, wait. I bet I didn't email Rocky Hill the operational information. I don't think I have Rocky Hill's email, do I?
I know what it is because he's given it before. And it's
okay. Fine. Yeah, wait till off the air. I will send you the information on what we're going to be doing, Rocky Hill. It's better to stay in the area because if they know we're leaving, guess what? They'll just take up the ground that we take away during the day or night or whatever. Now, I've done stuff before where we have worked in shifts and people do go into showers at campgrounds and Motel 6.
In the chat room.
Huh?
He gave it out in the chat room.
Okay. Well, people can email him. Is Pete still in the chat room?
Yeah.
Wait,
no.
Yeah, Pete's probably gone over to Ustream. Now, I can't even get my computer to work here. It says done and there's nothing on my screen. This stinking computer. I lost the internet is what I did. I wasn't even on the internet there for a while, folks. So, Lou is hard-lined in. So as we do this here, I apologize. I listen to radio all the time, and I hate it when the guys just talk about what problems they're having. I know it's annoying. But I want you guys to know that I do depend upon you for feedback information, and I'm offering it to you. If you guys want to co-host, I have no problems because, I mean, whatever you put out there is on you. I mean, it's not like people can say, did you hear what Dutch Jones let his fill-in say? No. You guys get on there, you identify yourself as who you are, friend of the program, and start talking, start sharing stuff, start telling us your boyhood or girlhood experiences, skin and deer with dad up in the Adirondacks. I don't even know where the Adirondacks are. Okay, I may be able to start transmitting again here on you broadcast here. It's coming up. Boy, this is incredibly slow. I have to click the allow. I see there's still people in there. I'm going to start broadcast. And it's working. Okay, tell them to reset because I'm transmitting again. I'm going to start recording again. This will be the beginning of the second hour. And here we go. It's starting. It's taking forever to record. Let me disable the transmission. Okay, folks, listening on you broadcast, this is the second hour of the show for the 29th of June. You'll have to go below where it says
videos on
demand to get the first part. But I'm recording now. So if you want to go back to the first part, it doesn't matter which end. This is the second hour. We got about 5 minutes left of the first hour. Let's put it that way. So we've been talking about our Arizona op. We got everything going good again. I apologize to our Ustream listeners because there's just unfortunately it's just what's this one here? I don't even know what this is. Shut that one. I can't get in the Ustream one, so I'm not even going to worry about it. You just tell me if anybody's having anything to say there. We're putting together this group to go down because it's our civic duty, it's our militia duty, it's our Christian duty. Had there been a flood there, had there been wildfires there, and the militias had reached out to us and asked us, we would go too. So it doesn't matter the type of the mission it is. A militia must be oriented to helping their neighbors, and Arizona is, guess what, our neighbor. And I would prefer that, you know, we work in our own county, but the illegal immigration problem here is so vast, I don't even know where to hit it. But if we hit them where? At the gate. If we plug the hole in the ship where it's at, it makes much more sense for us. It makes a world of sense for us to go down there and do that. Now, when I've worked with other Minuteman groups, there's always, you know, the guy who shows up that just wants to go down there and shoot a Mexican. And then there's always the guy that comes up that just wants to hug the Mexicans and give them a blanket and food, and they kind of infiltrated the group. I don't think you're going to have this on this one, because this is being limited to just militia groups and militia-minded people, and the people are being vetted. So don't go down there worrying about that kind of thing. Don't even go down there worrying about protesters like I've spoken about here before. I like the way they're handling this. This is like a new breed of border security volunteerism. It's not like the guys that are looking to get as much media as they can get, which happened with Jim Gilchrist and all those guys, and not so much the Minuteman Civil Defense Corps. They kind of wanted to just do their thing. But it's not about media attention. This is about meat and potatoes, defense of a state, defense of our nation. And that's why I'm looking forward to doing this. I was praying to the Lord to give me a reason to go to the border. I wanted to go down with Campo again, and that's what we were moving for, you know, just because there's a place where I can go. I have contacts, private landowners. I have contacts with the Border Patrol Auxiliary through Minuteman, who's in the chat room there. And I have places I can go. But I was saying, God, I want it to be something a little different. I'm not diminishing what the Minutemen do. Don't get me wrong. But I wanted to go where the issues of the day are taking place and stripping our country of its liberty. That's where I wanted to go. So I was real glad that this popped up. I think this is a call, a holy cause and a holy call. So that's why I'm choosing to go. But when you go on the border, the things to look out for, we mentioned it before, the crispy critters, the square. Hello, Stacy. You look miserable. Are you okay?
Oh, no, I have a headache.
Well, just sit there and veg. Sit in the recliner. Put your feet up. Lou, go rub your
Did
mom's
you
feet.
Did you guys get the mail?
No, we didn't get the mail. I just thought you would do it.
Oh.
We were working with the pastor all day.
People parked all weird.
The post office was crowded? Yeah.
Yeah, with a giant red truck.
Well, after the show, we'll go over there and check the mail and stuff. Mm-hmm. But we were going through the video all day. Mm-hmm. So that's what we've been doing. But I think this is an important call that we need to answer to get back to the topic at hand. And just don't be afraid. Don't worry about it. And I'm going to talk about it a little bit. I got people sending me stuff like, oh, so-and-so's involved with that, and he's an FBI guy. Well, I checked into it, and he's not involved with it, and he's not FBI. He may be an idiot. He may be a media whore, but he's not involved with this operation. And you can't stop people from going to the border. Anybody can throw up a website and say, rally around me. I'm a true patriot. Come find me. Well, that's what's going to happen.
Can I do that?
No. Yeah, Stacy could do it. We could all do it. That's basically what I've done here. And just judge me by my fruits. We'll be back after the break and after I hug my wife and try and make her feel better. I'll talk to you just after the top of the hour.
You may look in vain for crosses and you'll never see one. But sometimes between the setting and the rising of the sun, you can hear a ghostly bugle as the men go marching by. You can hear them as they answer to that roll call in the sky. Colonel Travis, Davy Crockett, and 180 more, Captain Dickinson, Jim Bowie, present and accounted for. Back in 1836, Houston said to Travis, get some volunteers and go, fortify the Alamo. Well, the men came from Texas and from old Tennessee, and they joined up with Travis just to fight for the right to be free. Indian scouts with squirrel guns, men with muzzle loaders, stood together heel and toe to defend the Alamo. You may ne'er see your loved ones, Travis told them that day. Those who want to can leave now, those who fight to the death let them stay. In the sand he drew a line with his army saber. Out of 185, not a soldier crossed the line. With his banners a-dancing in the dawn's golden light, Santa Anna came prancing on a horse that was black as the night. Sent an officer to tell Travis to surrender. Travis answered with a shell and a rousing rebel yell. Santa Anna turned scarlet, played to Pueblo, he roared. I will show them no quarter, everyone will be put to the sword. 185, holding back 5,000.
5 days, 6 days, 8 days, 10. Travis held and held again. Then he sent for replacements for his wounded and lame. But the troops that were coming never came, never came, never came. Twice he charged, then blew recall on the fatal third time. Santa Ana breached the wall, and he killed them one and all. Now the bugles are silent, and there's rust on each sword, and the small band of soldiers lie asleep in the arms of the Lord. In the southern part of Texas, near the town of San Antonio, like a statue on his fiddle rides a cowboy all alone. And he sees the cattle grazing where a century before Santa Ana's guns were blazing and the cannons used to roar. And his eyes turn sort of misty and his heart begins to glow. And he takes his hat off slowly to the men of Alamo. To the 13 days of glory at the Siege of Alamo.
Oh, give me a home where the buffalo roam, where the deer and the antelope play, where seldom is heard the discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day. And the antelope play, where seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day. The red man was pressed from this part of the West. It's not likely he'll ever return to the banks of Red River, where seldom, if ever, his flickering campfire still burns. Discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day. How often at night, when the heavens are bright, I see the light of the glimmering stars. Have I laid there and asked as I gazed if the glory exceeds that of ours? Home, home on the range, where the deer and the antelope play,
lot of anti-Americanism in the world. Let's have some straight talk. There's a lot of anti-Americanism. My friends, one of the things I would do the first day I'm president of the United States is close Guantanamo Bay. I would close it, and I would move those prisoners to Fort Leavenworth. It's become a symbol, which is very bad for America. Look, I think this public opinion, they kind of like bin Laden. People like John Dillinger, you know, people like Billy the Kid, people like Jesse James. I mean, there's a kind of a thing out there. But
there's rebellion in the wind.
A new world order. A new world order.
How can you have a house without a gun?
Guns are toys. They're for family protection, hunting dangerous or delicious animals, keeping the King of England out of your face.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. Is the problem.
Here's a hint for you geniuses out there.
Go for nothing if you don't have freedom.
It's all that cheese they eat. Seems like every other day somebody's rolling a 50-pound cheese wheel in.
Put out all point bulletins. We'll set up roadblocks everywhere.
A new world order. A new world order.
Attention.
New world
order. Attention.
The government
is an emergency. Repeat. An emergency.
I'm not going to stand for this. I'm going to call the newspapers, the TV stations, the gas stations, everybody.
What kind of radio show is this?
Sit back down and shut your trap. It's time for
Dutch Jones
Radio Program.
And now for something completely different.
I guess.
Oh, wait, I gotta plug it in.
Hello. Studio monitor's on. If I can't have that, I'll get feedback. Let's do that. We are back. This is the Dutch Jones Radio Program. We got people in both chat rooms wanting info. Just go ahead and contact me either at the Facebook page or at the Yahoo Dutch Jones Show at yahoo.com, and I will forward information to you. All good questions. I would be asking the same questions that are being asked, but we don't want to put too much out over the airwaves or in the chat rooms until we completely have everything in the can, I guess, and so you can contact them. Arizona Militias will be handling most of probably 95% of everything, and you just show up with everything you need to eat and be deployed. I got an email from one of our listeners, Mike, who's actually going with us, and he said, I noticed your comment about don't go down there in flip-flops, shorts, and, you know, a wife beater shirt. He says, but that's how we should dress on the way there so we look like tourists. So I'll be putting on my black socks, my
sandals.
Taping your eyes.
Yeah, no, I'm going to look like a German tourist. I'll be, like, obnoxiously rude, and I'll have, like, guidebooks and a man bag.
Jaw.
Fanny bag.
German.
Jaw. Oh, say ya, not jaw, it's ya. Yeah, so we'll be acting like tourists as we go down. I'll be wearing a fanny pack, you know. As soon as we hit Arizona, though, we can slap our weapons on and be free. It's going to be tough coming back from Arizona, isn't it?
Take off the camera and put on a...
Yeah, so it's going to be hard coming back from that. So that was a good comment there. And I see if there was anything else in my inbox. My total, the internet on my computer, I can't get through. I think I got some kind of virus. I can't even get on Facebook. Let's see. Let's try it this way. So I'm getting comments through the Facebook Messenger I'm seeing, but I can't get to them because of the problems with this computer. It's just too bogged down. Okay, thanks, Mike. Mike just IM'd me that he has a chair. It's an old folding card table chair, but it won't break under you. Hey, thanks, Mike. What are you trying to say? No, I didn't break our chairs. It was UV radiation that broke our chairs. So, and Lou broke our chairs. Lou stabbed a chair. I guess he was jealous of the chair. It was getting too much attention. Where did it go? Come on here. Go back. So, that's a nice little comment. Oh, if you guys, in fact, I'm getting comments through my email now. Okay, I understand. I won't read this one on the air. 559-561-8225, and I'm going to throw this tape measure at you, Lou, if you keep mouthing what I say. I'm staring at Lou across the table, and he just keeps mouthing what I say. Because he can't use your own words, Lou. That's what the therapist said.
Hey,
use your own words. Oh, that nice lady that we drop you off at three times a week that you complain to. That's your therapist.
That's not a therapist. I mean, I don't have a therapist.
Okay, grandma, therapist, whatever. But use your words, Lou. You don't have to use mine. You have your own identity.
I'm going
to
use your words.
See?
Hit you across the head.
I got the tape measure, Lou. Anyway, we're back. What we've been doing today, and I don't know if those of you that have been listening for a while, I know I mention it all the time, To Teach Them War is a video that we put out to help educate Christians in their duty as militia members. The modern church has completely turned their back on martial training, martial responsibility, political responsibility, and defense of their neighbors. The modern church is a coward. The modern church is a whore. The modern church is about putting as many people in the pews as they can and making as much money as they can. And that is 98% of the churches out there. Now, you can sit there and say, well, my church is great, my church is good. But when's the last time your pastor got up on the you don't want him on a throne either, getting up on the pulpit, because I was thinking of the televangelists sit on their thrones and start talking about the sodomites, start talking about that communist in the White House. They don't do it. They're scared to death. What, Lou? Speak up.
Bill said he didn't get it. Do you want me to log into your account?
Yeah, just log in and send it, Lou. Just forward it. Okay, I got your message there, Shadow Warrior. I will keep it to myself. And so I got that, and I will definitely... I didn't know that was you, so it's good to put a face with it, although nobody else knows who it is. We got to keep everything secure here. I'm getting some really weird links, some comments. What's this one? I love Facebook. It works well when it works. I mean, I get stuff instantly from you guys on Facebook. I mean, I know the chat room's good, but chat room kind of limits what you can say. When you guys are sending me stuff through Facebook, it's really good. Okay, they're commenting on... Someone's just commenting on the border issues, that nobody wants to hear about it anymore, and it's good that we're still banging that gong and trying to get attention to it. That's, if nothing else, that's what we're doing. And the post-operational information that will come out of this is going... You know, I keep saying we're going to slap the feds in the face, embarrass them, show them that we can shut it down, and say, why aren't you doing it? What we did today, I was going to get back to that topic. To Teach Them More is a video that we've sent out. You can find links to it at thechurch@kawea.org. Are there links to it? Yeah, there's on YouTube. You can go to the YouTube site. You can find it. And we wanted to do a follow-up on that, but we haven't gotten to that point yet. So we've been shooting footage of all our training and sermons and all that kind of stuff, where we want to show American pastors what their real role is. And we'll send it out to, I think when it first came out, we sent it out to a few dozen churches. Most of them were scared to death of it. And we were using the Constitution and Bible verses. That's it. We weren't using anything else. We're just saying, here's what it says in the Bible. Here's what it says in the Constitution. Here's what it says in the Bible. Here's what it says in the Constitution. And we didn't say, oh, well, some PhD interprets this. We just said, it's plain as can be. We have a duty to protect innocence. We have a duty to fight for the Lord. We have a duty to occupy this earth. And so anyway, it got around and it got nominated for a Christian Video Award at the San Antonio Christian Movie Film Festival or something. Well, we were kind of happy about that. Well, we're also going to submit a commercial we're going to make. We're going to put together a one-minute commercial on the role of the militia in the church. This is going to go over like flatulence in church. They're going to not want to see it, but we're going to do it anyway. And I think it's in October is when the conference is going on, and they're gonna show these things, you know, in different venues, and the ones that are the best will be shown in front of the whole audience in some stadium type setup. And what I want you guys to do is I want you to pray to soften the hearts of these people at the San Antonio Film Festival. Be praying for it now. It's not too early. Be praying for it, because we've got all the footage we need. Pray for us to put together a nice, tight little one-minute, fast-paced, informative, historically relevant, scripturally relevant piece. Now, we've got some stuff that we've worked on, but they're 5 minutes long. We can't seem to get all the information we want in, so we've got to cut it down to 1 minute. We may just submit it as a short documentary, but we want to get a one-minute commercial, and then what we'll do is we'll send that out to all of you guys, and we want you to do whatever you can with it. We may stick it on the end of To Teach Them More and send you guys copies of To Teach Them More, and that way you can take them to your churches and you can spread it around. Because America has forgotten since about, I'd say, 1860. The Confederacy was probably the last place where churches preached this kind of stuff. In the North, it was all the new Unitarian Universalist stuff. In the South, it was, you know, it was more of a godly-based war. It was a war for the freedom and liberty of the people. In the North, it was about corporations and control, and it's been that way ever since. And they've destroyed the American church. It's destroyed. It's done. I don't think you can go to Saddleback Church. I don't think you can go to any of these great big churches that got 5,000 people in them and get up there and share with them the real gospel and have them go, wow, I didn't know that. Let's change our ways. They're not going to do it. Now, if God wants them to do it, if God goes in and changes their hearts, yeah. But what I want us to do is to go in there and use this as the tip of the spear to find the sheepdogs, to separate the sheep from the sheepdogs. So if we show this at an international film festival and 50 people see it and get changed, if 5 people see it and get changed in their heart and start looking at the real purpose of the Christian militia, then that'll be great. So pray for us, pray for the hearts of the judges, pray for the viewers, and figure out how you can fit into this thing. And, you know, we'll send you copies of our stuff, and if you want to show it in your church and see what happens. We've got a guy who comes up here one Sunday a month. He has his home church that he goes to the other 3 or 4 Sundays a month, depending on how many Sundays are in a month. And he comes up here because he loves our message, but he loves his home church too, and I can appreciate that, especially if you've been saved in a church or raised in a church. And it's hard to go up to your pastor and say, hey, you know, I'm your student and you're the teacher, you're the preacher, but I think you're wrong about this. We're trying to come up with a mechanism that will allow you to do that. You just hand it to him. So maybe you need to watch this. Maybe you need to take a look at these scriptures in context and how they pertain to this nation. I mean, we've got churches in Visalia, you know, 30 miles away, that say that the founding fathers were rebels and therefore sinning when we split off from England. And that's a giant, it's a 4-square church. And I listen to them on the radio all the time because, you know, I like listening to the other Christian radio stations, not just ours, and listening to other sermons because sometimes they're right on. You know, salvation messages, they got that. You know, salvation based on, you know, grace through faith alone instead of works. You know, that kind of stuff. They got that solid, that little portion of the gospel they got. But there's a whole other part of the gospel that they're not preaching in American churches anymore. And that's by design. The preachers may not even know it, but by design, the socialists and the communists have taken over our churches and stopped the message that Jesus Christ is the author of all liberty. They want us to just, it's just like school. They want us to stand in line and all learn the same exact thing so we're all cogs in a machine. And Americans go to it willingly for two reasons. One, it's easy. I mean, Christianity in its modern dogma, sit on your hands and do nothing, has got to be the easiest religion in the world to follow. I've yet to find another one easier than what they're preaching in these seeker-friendly churches. Maybe Unitarianism, but I've only been to a Unitarian church a couple times, but there's nothing to it. You just say, oh, yeah, Jesus, I accept you. Please forgive me, and you're a Christian. Boom, bang, whang, you know. You can go about the rest of your week and feel good about yourself. But the way Christianity used to be, you were part of something. You had an important role to play. It wasn't just changing diapers in the nursery on Sunday. It wasn't just throwing some money in a plate and listening to a guy ramble on and do your best not to fall asleep. It was about wading into the world, not being of them, but being a beacon to them, being salt and light. And nobody wants to do that anymore. Oh, they'll do TV shows, they'll do little missions where they go to Mexico and hand out diapers and toys. But are they really occupying for the Lord? And a lot of it has to do with rapture theology. And I'm not an expert enough to go on that. I'm going to try to have someone on here a little better than me on that. But there's a whole lot of people out there that are just looking for bailout. And we get mad at Obama and the federal government for their bailouts. So many Christians are looking for a bailout from Jesus Christ. A spiritual bailout. Oh, Jesus, let me just not have to go through this struggle. Let me not have to worry about the Armageddon. You know, one, they teach them that they're headed for a horrible war, and then two, they tell them, oh, you're going to be checked out the day before. Movies like Left Behind, sure, they're fun to watch, but what does that create? It doesn't create warriors for Christ. That creates people saying, oh, please, just rapture me. Take me now. And the founding fathers didn't operate on that. I got some idiot. He just sent me this email. It's supposed to be a quote from George Washington said, this was never meant to be a Christian nation. I don't know where he got it.
I don't either.
And this is a Christian nation, and our founding fathers did what they did out of fear of God and love of God. They didn't do it because it was a corporation. They didn't want to pay a tea tax. I can tell you what, the tea tax wasn't enough to really do anything. It was the principle of the thing. It was the addition of all the tyranny on top of one after another. telling the pastors what they could and couldn't preach from their pulpits, which is exactly what is happening in America today. Now, there was a time in America when even the media would mock communist and socialist nations and talk about their inhuman treatment of their people. In my lifetime, you could see it. You talk about the oppression of the revolts, the oppression of the student rebellions, the rounding up of people and moving them.
Now they don't.
And now our media doesn't talk about it. Our government doesn't scold other nations. You know why?
Because
they're doing it here in America now. Not as bad. I mean, they're not, you know.
Yeah.
They will shoot you in the streets. They will burn down your house around you and kill your children, but they do it incrementally.
Quiet.
They don't want to bad talk China or Russia or any of these, or even Canada, for what happened during the G20 summit, because they know they're going to be doing the same things here very soon. We all know it. It's all coming together. Everything that the Lord is presenting in our time is coming together. Now, that doesn't mean I don't believe in an end times theology, so, you know, I'm not going there. But like Thomas Paine, I pray that it happens in my day so that my children will not be burdened with it. And all these churches out there, all but a handful of them, you got pastors like Pete Peters, who's doing his, you know, not identity thing, but British Israel thing, and I differ on some things on that, but he is preaching from the pulpit that we have a duty to resist. You got John Weaver, resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. You've got Peter Hammond. You've got Chuck Baldwin. Right now in America, Chuck Baldwin is just leading those few black robe pastors that are willing to stand in the gap for us and lead us into battle, if not, you know, as military leaders, because some of them don't have the training and they admit that, but spiritually they're there to lead us into battle. That sheepdog must go with the flock. Those shepherds must go with their flock into battle. So we're trying to put together some videos that are going to aid people in this effort. It's tough. I mean, I meet Christians every day, and I'm out front with, well, not every day, because I'm not outside every day. When I meet Christians, to be more exact, I bring this stuff up to them, and they start to cringe. They start to melt. They don't want to hear it. It's kind of like the monkeys, hear no evil, see no evil, speak no evil. Get away from me. I don't want to hear this. The Tea Party is the same way. We set up a booth at a Tea Party, and we had out of 15,000 people that came by her booth, because we were right by the entrance, they had to funnel by it sometime. We maybe had 9 or 10 people that wanted to receive the message, and out of that, one man came to our church. You know, it was worth it. It was worth handing out 900-plus flyers. It was worth talking and stuff like that. Wow, that's weird. We haven't heard that sound in a while. I don't know why it's doing that. But what do we do? We have to have tools to fight this, right? Well, so we're trying to give you a tool. You can find a whole lot more if you go to our church's website, thechurchatcuia.org, and you go to the what's it called? The book page? The what is it? Where all the sermons and stuff are for sale.
Archive?
The archives are free.
The video store.
The book and video store on that page. Look, you're not even listening, are you, Lou?
No, I was.
What was I talking about?
You said...
What am I talking about right now? What is the topic?
You guys said that where is that church...
No, what's the topic? Anyway, if you want it, the sermons are a great place to go and get them. If you're in the area, come here to the church. We have our third Sunday of the month that we reach out to anyone that's going to be here. We're at a tourism destination. If you're coming to Sequoia National Park, work in a Sunday. Try and make it on the third Sunday of the month so you can take part in some of our emergency response family training. That's not the militia, because we have people in our church that aren't either fit or don't have the desire to be in the militia, but they want to help. So we started the emergency response families. They're going to be the support of the militia. I've got a foot in both those camps. What's wrong? It's not working? So it's incumbent upon us as militant Christians to be a beacon. I mean, I'm not going to sway anybody, but I want to show people the truth that are at least searching and have an inkling, because they know something's wrong. There are Christians sitting in pews every Sunday that go, something's wrong, something's missing from this gospel. I'm getting a truncated, stunted gospel. I don't know what it is. There's something missing. I know the history of this nation. I know the character of America, or what it used to be, and what God has called it to be. And something's missing. So starting home churches, taking what we have and putting it out there so that people can use it. I would love nothing more than if this show did nothing else but get 2 or 3 people together for a Bible study per week somewhere in one community I've never even heard of. That would be great. If people could do that, it would be wonderful, and I would be more than willing to do the show every day, knowing that we have just helped grow one small home church. Now, the numbers are weird. We don't know exactly how many people listen to this show because of all the venues it goes to. I can tell you on the U broadcast, we average about 365 a month of unique listeners. You know, people that come in and listen for the whole show. I don't know how many people drop out, get chased off because of technical problems. And then we don't know how. There's thousands that listen on Liberty Tree Radio. I think right now we're a little less, you know, because of what we had last month, because I missed a couple days due to technicalities and not having the money to pay certain bills. But I would do it every day if I knew that just little study groups were rising out of this. If a militia gets formed out of this, that's even better. You know, if a Christian militia rises out of a bunch of guys listening to this that go to church together and say, wait a minute, why aren't we doing this? We have access to all the things Dutch had access to. Why aren't we doing this? Approach your pastor if he doesn't want a part of it, and you still love your church, stay there, but do it outside the church. You don't need the church's permission to do it. You need Jesus Christ's blessing, and you've got that. You don't need a man in a position of authority to tell you what's right. You know what's right. And we need to be here to show the people when they figure out something's wrong, what is wrong. And some people hate to even say what I'm about to say, the New World Order. Call it whatever you want. Before it was called the New World Order, it was the power elite. Before that, it was the international bankers and the rich people of the world trying to get rid of the not-so-rich people. What they want for us is death. They want to kill us, imprison us, enslave us, use our children like cattle, dispose of us when we are no longer valuable to them, and stay seated in their high places in their ivory towers. That is anti-Christian as it gets. They may not even know they're in a battle of good versus evil. They're just driven by greed. They don't know that Satan is their commander. Just like the people on our side don't know what their duty is, most of the people on the other side don't know they're serving Satan. They may think they're serving socialism, communism, fascism, whatever ism they use to help themselves sleep at night, racism, whatever it is, that keeps them doing what they're doing. It doesn't matter. It comes down to it. They're fighting for evil and we're fighting for good. And we're outnumbered, but that doesn't really matter, because if God is with us, who can stand against us? How many people did Gideon have in his army when he started? 30,000 people in Gideon's army. What did the Lord whittle it down to at the end? Do you guys know?
I do.
Stacy knows. How many?
300.
Just like the movie.
300.
Yeah. I was kind of hoping for a correlation between Gideon's army of 300, the army of Leonidas of 300, to the folks standing at Lexington and Concord. But at Lexington and Concord, it was like 152 or something, the church that came out. So 300. Well, we're going to go to a break, play a couple songs. I'm going to try and make Stacy feel better. She looks miserable. And we'll be back with the last half hour. Hopefully you guys want to call in and talk. We'll be back after these songs and messages. Why there's so much mindless mayhem on the TV and the press? Why so many busy businessmen are snapping from the stress? And the rest of us are jogging from depression. Has it ever once occurred to you or ever crossed your mind that the problems of this nation are created by design? That no matter what they tell you, there's another bottom line, intertwined between the patterns of deception. Since our eyes were first opened and our ears began to hear, they've been herding us like cattle through our fantasies and fears. They move us through illusion and confusion of the mind, and by changing subtle meanings to the words between the lines. It's the news behind the news and the methods you can use. It's a blueprint and the plan they all rely on. And it's written in the protocols, learned elders of Zion. They'll tell you it's a forgery, they'll tell you it's a fake, that some anti-Semite wrote it for the money that he'd make. It's been slanderized and demonized and labeled racist hate by the same who stake a claim to its creation. Now I'm not here to try to argue if it's false or if it's true, if the author was a commie or the likes of you know who. What I'm really trying to tell you and to get across to you is it's a blueprint to the downfall of our nation.
communism. There's a global master plan.
You'll never read about it in a book of history, cause it's been hidden from the masses to control their destiny. It's the news behind the news and the methods that they use. It's the blueprint and the plan they all rely on. And it's written in the protocols of the learned elders of Zion. It's the global master plan. You'll never read about it in a book of history, cause it's been hidden from the masses to control our destiny. It's the news behind the news and the methods that they use. It's the blueprint and the plan they all rely on. And it's written in the protocols of the learned elders of Zion. And it's written in the protocols of the learned elders of Zion.
You know, a long time ago, being crazy meant something. Nowadays, everybody's crazy.
In the best conditions, the human body will die after 3 days without water. Having access to clean, drinkable water in a disaster, survival situation, or military action is critical when putting together your survival plan and survival kit. Whether you choose to boil, filter, purify, or use some type of chemical treatment, something must be done when planning your survival escape routes and plans and putting together your bug-out bag or simply your rucksack. That's why I have chosen to offer Sawyer brand water filters. These filters use the medical industry for kidney dialysis exceed the needs for water purification. With different units available, the basic unit that you should get will be capable of filtering up to 500 gallons a day and will not need to be replaced until you have surpassed 1 million gallons through that filter. I know that's hard to believe, but it's a fact. They've been using these filters overseas for years in the missionary fields and in post-disaster recovery efforts. The filters are lightweight and simple to use, so whether you attach it to a 5-gallon bucket, to a water bladder, or to a 10,000-gallon tank, these filters can do the job for you. They can handle up to 40 PSI, and with different fittings and ingenuity, you can even apply them to inside, inline water supply systems into your house, cabin, or survival structure. So I'm asking you to go to djstore.tk. That's djstore.tk. Check out the Sawyer water filters. Order them through us. You will save at least $5 off the retail price of buying them from Sawyer Direct. And as always, the money goes to help the radio ministry here at the Dutch Jones Radio Program. So, do something right for your family. Get them prepared for a disaster. Disaster or calamity, and you're helping us out. So don't forget, djstore.tk. That's djstore.tk. Check out the Sawyer brand water filters.
There's rebellion in the wind.
A new world order. A new world order.
How can you have a house without a gun?
Guns are toys. They're for family protection, hunting dangerous or delicious animals, keeping the King of England out of your face.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. Is the problem.
Here's a hint for you geniuses out there.
It's all for nothing if you don't have freedom.
It's all that cheese they eat. Seems like every other day somebody's rolling a 50-pound cheese wheel in.
Put out all points bulletin. We'll set up roadblocks everywhere.
A new world order. A new world order.
Attention. It's an emergency. Repeat. An emergency.
not going to stand for this. I'm going to call the newspapers, the TV stations, the gas stations, everybody.
What kind of radio show is this?
Shut back down and shut your trap. It's time
for that. Jerry's.
Radio program.
And now for something completely different.
And we are back. We're back, back, back.
Back like a backpack.
Unfortunately, Firefox just locked up, so I can't really blame this on you broadcasts, but it's still, Ustream is doing great, isn't it? Are there still people listening on Ustream, or do they all jump back over to you broadcast?
There's 12 listeners on Ustream.
Yeah, 12 listeners, and then like another 9 or 10 over on you broadcast, but I just crashed. I crashed hard on you broadcast, Guerrilla Broadcasting. The phone number is 559-561-8225, 559-561-8225. One of the things that I've been looking at this week have been the ads, you know, discounts, stuff like that. Now is the time to be stockpiling stuff, folks. You need to be buying your stuff. You need to be figuring out ways to store it. And you go to those Wally World or Kmart or whatever you want to go to, and you get yourself those big Tupperware containers. And here we go again. It's like you broadcast this. It's resetting. So hopefully it'll work. I'll try this again. Tell the guys I'm trying to reset. Mm-hmm. Big Tupperware containers, the plastic sealable drums. I don't know if I know Rocky Hill can't hear right now, but he said he's got some of those available for people around here. We're about to move a bunch of our stuff into a basement facility, all of our survival gear, and that's what we want. We want to get sealable drums, the plastic types. So be looking for those things. Tupperware of any size, Ziploc bags.
Chuck says he hears you.
What is it? Chuck says he hears me now?
From Scott.
For us? Oh, cool. Yeah, go ahead, open it. Listener for listener mail. Let's see what it is. It's taking forever. I can't believe he hears me now because it's not even broadcasting.
Yeah, says he hears you now too.
Tell him it's not even broadcasting. He probably reset.
Or it might be on Ustream.
Hopefully they're on Ustream. Ustream is working. I'm still trying to get this to work. What do we got?
Something.
Is it a poem?
Source of emergency food storage.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if it's
yeah, fine. Just more places to look. It's exactly what we're talking about. Don't be taken out of the fight because you didn't prepare. Don't be taken out of the fight because you didn't plan for your family. And, of course, it's doing it again. It's locking up again. It says we got 11 people. Okay, and it's broadcasting now. Is it?
It's
yes.
Of the Buenos Aires National.
There we go.
Wildlife.
I'm sorry?
It's maps.
Oh, yeah, save those.
National
map. Yeah, I know. It's maps of the area that we were looking at in Arizona. Put it in the. Okay, here we go. What happened here? This thing is annoying. It's just locking up, freezing up. I gotta close this. It's my computer. It is not these. It's not you broadcast. It's this computer. So I don't know if we're going to be able to keep doing it over there. And the computer is just completely locked up, Lou.
Uh-oh.
So this may be the end of the broadcast, guys. I can't keep it going. Those of you that are listening on Ustream, I want to thank you for listening. It's just a lot of problems here with this. But we've proven one thing today. Ustream works, and when we run out of funding on the U-Broadcast, I think we're going to switch to it. So it's important that you guys, I don't think the guys on U-Broadcast can even hear me. We'll just have it, you know, we'll keep doing Ustream when we can, and it's free for now. I don't see them charging, so that's an even better benefit. So we won't have to pay the $17 a month for U-Broadcast, but we will continue to use U-Broadcast till the end of the month. And see, I can't even get it to shut down. It's just completely locked up.
Mm-hmm.
So we will be back tomorrow, which is Wednesday. I hate doing abbreviated shows, but unfortunately that's the way it goes. We will be back tomorrow, and this has been the Dutch Jones Radio Program. You got something to play us out to, Lou?
Mm-hmm.
You got some music or something you can play?
I do now.
Okay, go ahead and play something. Remember to check out the Facebook. Remember to check out the DutchJones.tk. And we will do the best show we can when the equipment works. So we will join you tomorrow here again, or just re-listen to it. Email us at DutchJonesShow@yahoo.com with your comments, suggestions, anything we did wrong. We want to know about it. If you got some fact wrong, let us know. But may the Lord bless you and all you do in the holy cause of liberty. Till tomorrow, I'm Dutch Jones.
We see him now, the old slouched hat, cows tore his eye askew. The shrewd, dry smile, the speech so pat, so calm, so blunt, so true. That blue-eyed elder knows him well, says he, that's Banks, he's fond of shell. Lord, save his soul, we'll give him will, at Stonewall Jackson's way. Silence, grand arms, you'll all catch off, oh, blue light's gonna pray. Strangle the fool that dares to scoff, attention, that's his way. Appealing from his native sod, hear us, almighty God. Lay bare thine arm, stretch forth thy rod, that's Stonewall Jackson's way. He's in the saddle, now fall in, steady the whole brigade. Hills at the ford, cut off, we'll win his way, out ball and blade. What matter if our shoes are worn, what matter if our feet are torn? Quick step, we're with him, ere the dawn. On that Stonewall Jackson's way. The sun's bright land.